The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory be to God Almighty, He who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. Yes, Destiny House Podcast. Yes, power for today is coming your way. Power for today has just begun. Today, the 11th day of the month of August. Yes, 2023. We bless your name. We exalt you. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you. There is no God to be compared unto thee, O Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you for giving us life to live, O God, again. We thank you for a brand new day, O God. We thank you for sending your angels to watch over us and to protect us throughout the night.
We thank you, Father, for who you are, for watching our lives through the night, for giving us a brand new day. Thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of good health, for the gift of energy, Lord, to wake up and to come gather under your feet, to be impacted by your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in the studio. Thank you for what you have in store for us. Lord, we say thank you, blessed, blessed be your holy name. Father, Lord, you was and is to come.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We celebrate you this morning, Lord, for all that you have been doing for us, providing our needs, leading us and guiding us. Yes, you bought us with the precious blood of your Son. Yes, Lord, you have put so much value on us. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. We celebrate your holy name. Yes, Lord, for your faithfulness and love, for your goodness and mercy, Father, for all that you have done, we say we are grateful. Blessed be your holy name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us who are online and those who will be joining later. I thank God for the gift of life and the gift of another brand new day. I welcome each and every one of you to Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, with our technician, Boja Worldwide, and his team leading us. Once again, as we've been praying, we are commanding, now is my time to wear God, myself, situations and forces behind our situation out for my stability and manifestation. It's very important to know what you are praying. Prayer is prayer. But not all prayer brings the same effect. Prayer is prayer. But not every prayer brings the same effect. We have levels and dimensions of prayer. And also, it is very important the person who is leading prayer. As I woke up around 3 o'clock and I was praying, I slept again and then woke up about just an hour after 4, went out and was just meditating and praying. Then certain things began to occur to me, the Holy Spirit, especially those of us who are running around, prayer comes and all that. Beloved, it is not just the prayer point that are being raised. But two things are happening. The heart, that is receiving the prayer point, and the heart that is also raising the prayer point. Whether the person who is raising the prayers, the person's connection to God, and you who is receiving, your connection to God. Beloved, when it comes to spiritual things, we need the Holy Spirit to help us to discern. I am telling you, no wonder we have been receiving prophetic words. They are nice words, but we don't see anything happening. Yes, two things. The person who is releasing the word and the person who is receiving. Yes, even the word that is coming. Yes, the person is not standing well with God, and you, your heart is well with God, things will happen. I want to tell you something about prayer. Those who go to shrines, those who go to juju, those who go to places to receive things and they work for them, let me tell you, it is not the shrines, it is their faith. It is their faith in what they are being told. It is their faith in what they are being told. It is their faith in what they are being told. So your faith in what you are hearing, that is what produces results. Jesus could not perform miracles in his old hometown because of the unbelief of the people, familiarity. Oh, is it not Joseph's son? Are these not his brothers? Oh, are these not his sister? Is that not, is that not the family house? Ah, was it not this place that he grew up and he was brought up? Was he not a carpenter? And suddenly he has become what? The Bible says that he could not perform miracles. So beloved, both the hearer and the speaker, both the hearer and the messenger, they play an important role. The messenger can be very genuine, but when the hearer hasn't got faith, when the hearer is full of unbelief and doubt and familiarity, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. These are the dynamics of prayer that we need to really understand. What we are praying is very, very important. The Jews and the Hebrews, they pray promises. So like I've said, somebody don't get angry. Some people just get, somebody just, oh, pastor mentions this too much. Please, if don't, others need it. If you don't need it, somebody needs it. To somebody, yes, God, the Bible is a repeated, God repeats himself several times. The Bible is a repetition. When God told Moses to come up and receive the Ten Commandments, and Moses went, and when he was coming down, when you read Exodus 32 going, and then he found out that Aaron has led the people into idol worship. Out of anger, he broke down the two tablets. He went up again for another 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain to receive. What did God say? He said, do the new tablets, and I will write the words on the first tablet. The words on the first. God didn't give Moses new words. God has only one word, because God is one. His word is one. God's word is all one, and that one is enough. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation is just one word. I am. Finish. I am. finished. I am. It's just one word. I am. That's why you find Genesis in the beginning, God. In the beginning, I am. So, when we are repeating, and the last word in the Bible, Revelation 22, is, may the blessing of the Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The last word is amen. Let it be. So I am, let it be. I am, let it be. The whole Bible is one word. I am. Now, what do I want to repeat again? When you go to the Wailing Wall or the Western Wall in Israel, you find the Torah, the five books. These are the things you find there. A lot of them. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then you find the Psalms, These are the two books that you find. And then the prophecies. These are the three. Three groups of books that you find there. The first five I mentioned, they are one. Psalms are also in one. Prophecies are also in one. These are the only, you don't find, these are the only books you find there. You don't find historical books, no. You don't find the New Testament, no. They will come and pick it and open, and they will be reciting God's promises. They are praying back God's promises and what? Prophecies. They are praying back God's promises and prophecies. It is the Messianic Jews. The Jews who believe in Jesus, we call them the Messianic Jews. They also write prayers on papers. And they come there. And then they are reciting. It is only we, the Pentecostals, we go there. Rakatokaya baba, imahato lekete. When we get there, you know that we have gotten there. The others don't make noise. They are only reciting with their head, I mean front and back towards the wall. But we, the Pentecostal, immediately we get there. In fact, when you get to the upper room, when you go to the upper room, I tell you, they were gathered there. Quiet, you will not even know that anybody is there. Some were sitting, some were standing. Oh, a lot of people in the room meditating. Immediately, we Africans, Pentecostal, when we entered the Rakato Kayaba, Hey Kaliba. So the people just opened their eyes and they were looking at the, where from these people? Reketeke Baharaha, Ileketeke Bak, come and hear tongues. Nigerians, Tanzanians, Kenyans, South Africans, Ghanaians, Kaba Yokoto Kaya, ye, Rekatako Kaya, Katako Yakaya. Come and hear. Yes. What point am I making? It is time to pray God's promises back to him, God's word back to him. This is what your word says. If you can do this, God, then you can do this in my life. If you have been able to do this in the life of Hannah, then you can do it in my life. If you can do this in the life of Job, you can do this in my life. If you can do this in the life of Joseph, then you can do this in my life. If you can do this, if you can liberate and set free Paul and Silas from captivity, from prison. If you can send your angel to release Peter in Acts chapter 2, Paul and Silas in Acts 16, then Lord, you are the same God. You never change. My situation too, you can. So even when you are praying words, if you just pray, what I've just said right now, it is a prayer. I'm telling you, you are just reminding God. You are inciting him into what? Action. So as the Bible says in Isaiah 62 verse 6 and 7, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, King James, who shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest, till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Let me just read the New English Bible version. I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem, who shall not keep silence day or night. You who invoke the Lord's name, take no rest, give him no rest, until he makes Jerusalem a theme of endless praise on earth. The Bible says that give God no rest, give yourself no rest, give the situation no rest, give the forces behind the situation no rest, until you have become a theme of praises. Until you become a talk of the town. Until you become a testimony. Yes. Give yourself no rest until you have become a reference point. Give your situation no rest. We have seen the illustration in Luke chapter 18 verse 1-8. About the widow and the unjust judge, how the widow did not give herself rest. The widow did not give herself rest. How she persisted, how she pressed on, how she never gave the judge rest until this judge worn out. In verse 5 of Luke 18. The judge said, even though I don't fear God and fear any man, if I don't respond to this woman, she will wear me out. She will wear me out. She will wear me out. Why should this woman wear me out? Yes. And you see, Jesus gave this illustration about God. How much more our compassionate God, how much more our loving God, how much more, how much? Our God is already a compassionate God. In fact, I was reading Jeremiah. I've been reading my daily reading. And I just found out sometimes God will pronounce judgment and then he himself, he will decide that, okay, I will not bring punishment. The people haven't changed you. Then you begin to say, look, if only you change, it will not come. If only you change. Look at that God. And Jesus was saying that, will he continue to put you off? No. He will ensure that you get justice and get it out quickly. Quickly. You get it out quickly. You get it speedily. But when he returns, will he still find faith on earth? Will he find people still standing in their faith? Will he still find people who have not given up? That's the point. Will he still find people who have not given up? I tell you, I really envy. There are people who naturally, some temperaments, like choleric temperaments, it is naturally a temperament that never gives up. I really appreciate that temperament. So we have the natural one, temperamental one. But then we have a spiritual one, because sometimes even the natural one can fail you. Beloved, Hannah never gave up. Hannah did not just sit down and allow her situation. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, yes, when you read from verse 1 going, the whole chapter, the Bible even says that Hannah's womb has been shut down by God. So you can just imagine, somebody will just say that, after all, if God has shut down my womb, what can I do? Why don't you accept it like that? And then we have traditional cliches that, oh, here on earth, you will not get everything working well for you. Look, marriage is like that, oh. Men are like that, oh. Women are like that, oh. Husbands are like that, oh. Wives are like that, oh. Black men are like that, oh. Black ladies are like that, oh. Ghanaian men and women, these are all tradition. They are tradition. They are cultural. They are superstition. They are not Bible. They are not taught Bible. One of the prayers that I will be raising at the 11th hour prayer parade, we are going to deal with powers that are on rampage. Powers that are on rampage. Rampage. Yes, demons on rampage. But let me just give something. Look, even Paul, when Paul went on rampage, the church was still praying. And Paul was arrested on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9. Paul was arrested. Look, the Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. And he directs it like what? A water course. Let me tell you, God lives in everything. Everything that God created, he also lives in it. I'm telling you. Even though man has fallen, yes, do you know that Satan is carrying the nature of God? Satan. All the power that Satan is operating is from God. God didn't take it back. God didn't take it back. God created him as Lucifer. Lucifer. And when he allowed iniquity to rise up in him, when you read Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12 to 16, Isaiah 14, 12 to 16, and Ezekiel 28, 14 to 16, these verses, they tell you what happened to Satan in heaven, Lucifer. He took on a different nature. He became an opposer to God, an adversary. That is the name Satan, adversary, opposer to anything that is God. And then he took on another nature, devil, accuser of brethren. So you see, when you use Satan, Satan is anything that is opposing God. So we use Satan against anything that is opposing the will of God. And then we use devil against anything that is accusing you before God. Satan opposes people. Satan opposes things. Somebody should write it for me. Satan opposes people that are pleasing God. Anything pleasing God, Satan opposes it. And Satan also opposes things that are to bring glory to God. Satan opposes projects that are to bring glory to God. Satan opposes programs that are to bring glory to God. He opposes. And then devil accuses brethren. As for devil, devil is for human beings. He accuses all brethren. Devil accuses beloved, the beloved of God. Devil doesn't accuse unbelievers. No. No. Devil only accuses brethren. Somebody should write it for me. You see the difference between the name Satan and devil. You see how we use them? This is a revelation. Oh, Somebody has to give an offering for this. How we use them. But you see, we just use them. Yes. It's good. You can use them together. But Satan, the name Satan means an adversary, an enemy to God. So Satan is an enemy to God, an opposer to God. So he opposes anyone that aligns with God, any program that aligns with God, anything that aligns with God, any project that aligns with God, that is anything that will bring glory to God, he opposes it. And he must oppose it. And you see, God himself permits that Satan should oppose him, so that Satan will know that he is nobody. Yes. Look, the anything you are doing, and Satan doesn't come in to oppose it, he doesn't recognize it. Let me tell you, if your marriage is truly from God, Satan will attack. We always tell people who marry, when they are marrying, that you should expect three things, because our investigation and by personal experience, we have seen three things happening. One, immediately you have wedding. One, childbirth may delay. Two, you may have accommodation problem. Three, you may have serious financial problem. Either your wife or your husband may lose his job or her job. And then four, you may lose your in-laws, any of your in-laws. You see, there will be a financial situation. Let me just put it like that. This is what we have experienced. Yes, you may be knocked out of your accommodation. That was what we experienced. We were knocked out of our... Look, there will be a financial situation after wedding. There will be a financial situation. So we tell people who are going to have wedding to pray against all these things, to secure all these areas. It's now, because we teach people, that is why now people don't experience this. That is what Satan. Satan is operating, because that wedding is bringing glory to God. It is fulfilling prophecy. So Satan is attacking. Devil only accuses brethren. He is always accusing us. Yes, he's always accusing us before God. He uses our past. He uses the things we have done wrong to accuse us before God. So this is how we use the two names, Satan and devil. Satan and devil. So whenever you are beginning to hear some voices, some fearful and threatening voices, devil, get out of me in the name of Jesus. Devil, you use the name devil. Whenever you experience demonic activities in your marriage, in your so and so, Satan, get out of this place in the name of Jesus Christ. So you see, God lives in everything. And because he lives in everything, let me explain this again. When I say God lives even in the devil, Satan, let me explain. Whatever Satan is, God gave it to him. The power Satan is using, God gave it to him. Only that he has corrupted it. That power has now become evil power. That power is used to destroy. That's the difference now. The reason was that when Satan was being cast down by Michael and his other team of angels, God did not take back the power he has given to Lucifer. He didn't take it back. No. But Satan took a different nature. Lucifer took the nature of Satan, devil, dragon, etc. Satan took these natures and was cast down. And so that power now that he has, even though it is from God and God didn't take it back, it is a corrupted power. It is for evil. That power is now for evil. It is to destroy. Yes. John 10:10. The enemy comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. So Satan uses that power to steal, to kill, and what? To destroy. To destroy. No matter what Satan gives you, at the end of it, he will destroy you. He will destroy you. In fact, one painful thing about those who allow the devil to use them is that, look, after he has used you, he will check out. When you meet a greater power, Satan will not be there. He will check out. You will face the consequences alone. As a matter of fact, those who are going to hell, they are welcomed by the demon that has used them. That demon, that's the demon that will tie you and cast you into the fire. Yes, you allow me to use you. You are mine. I use you. You are mine. So why do you allow Satan to use you? Why? It's something. Let us pray for people who are not in Christ. They are lost. Let us pray for relatives and family members that have become tools, channels, and weapons in the hands of the devil. They are completely lost. I'm telling you. Because after he has used you, he turns against you. He destroys you. That demon that has used you, it is that demon that will torture you in hell. The demon that has used you, it is that demon that will torture you in hell. That demon will torture you in hell. I'm telling you, that demon that has used you is that demon that will shut your ears, never to hear the trumpet, so that you are left behind. And that demon knows that you cannot survive the tribulation. Beloved, Jesus is coming, oh. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds. Whilst we pray, let's ensure what is good, our heart condition and everything. Because Jesus is coming. So you see, anything in which God lives, he has power over it. So because Satan is using God's power in an evil way, God has power over Satan. In fact, God never fights Satan directly. No, he does not fight Satan. It is angels that fight Satan. God is too big. And do you know why he didn't take back his power, whatever he gave to Satan? The Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are without what? Repentance. God doesn't take it. He doesn't need it. Let me tell you, anything God has given to you, He will never take it back. You know why? He has more. He has more. It is only human beings that will give you something and take it back, because human being is limited. God is unlimited in power. It is only somebody who is limited that will give you something and take it back. But God is what? Unlimited in power. So he does not take it back. He doesn't take it back. Anything God gives you, he does not take it back. God can give you a gift. He can give you something and you can decide not to worship him. He won't take it back. But you know what will happen? He will separate himself from it and the thing will start depreciating. That's all. It will start losing its value. But he won't take it back. it will start depreciating. People just get married. They feel that they've gotten what they want. So now God can stay. They won't go to church again. People just get their pregnant. They get pregnant. They won't be regular in church again. They won't go for prayer meetings again. They won't go for so and so again. Watch them. Just watch them. Watch those babies. Watch those marriages. After some time, I'm telling you, after some time, you will hear something. You hear something because you have separated yourself. The wisest thing to do is that the more you receive from God, the more you must stay closer. So that thing will increase in value. Because there are dimensions. I'm telling you, anything God has given to you, there are dimensions, there are levels, there are degrees in that thing. There are dimensions, there are levels, there are degrees. God always starts with you from the lowest one. Look, whatever God has, whatever position, whatever promotion God has given is the lowest. Is the lowest. God has a higher something for you. We have a local recognition, national recognition, and international recognition or global recognition. Local, national, international, or global. You can find that in Isaac's project in Genesis chapter 26. Genesis 26 verse 12 and 13. Genesis 26 verse 12 and 13. Isaac became rich. His riches continued to grow until he became very hot, wealthy. So whatever level you are, have you been recognized locally? Have you been recognized nationally? Have you been recognized internationally? Yes. That is when you have hit. So beloved, if God lives in everything, he has power over everything. And because you are a child of God, he has given you power over everything. Say, I have power over everything. Because I am a child of God. So he has given me power. Over everything. Over creation. Over the elements of creation. Listen to me, child of God, as we pray. God created everything for his pleasure. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. He created everything for what? For his pleasure. And everything God has created, all the elements of creation, they are to do two things for you. They are to serve you and minister to you. They are to serve you and minister to you. Like the sun has just appeared. It is morning in Ghana. While it is still night in America, Australia, whatever. You see? So when the sun appears, the sun is doing what? Ministering to you and serving you. So it is daytime now. So you can go about your activities. You don't need light. You can just see. But when night comes, night is to help you to rest. Night is to help you to do what? To rest. So night is also doing what? Serving you. Creation serves you. Yes. And minister unto you. The sea. The rivers. Yes. The earth. Now, if God has created and put life in creation, it means that he has also given you the key to all creation. That's why you can command the sun like Joshua did. You can command the earth like Moses did. You can command vegetation. You can command mountains like Jesus has taught us in Mark chapter 11 verse 23. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed. Beloved, we can engage the promises of God over creation. And let me say the last thing that the Holy Spirit has taught me. Do you know that believers' prayer never evaporates? Your prayers don't evaporate into the air. Get this, somebody should write it for me. Believers' prayer never evaporates. Never. Believers' prayer never evaporates. Your prayers are gathered in a container. According to Revelation chapter 5 verse 8. Golden bowls. Golden bowl. There is a golden bowl that receives your prayers. Golden bowls that receives your prayers. Prayers that are prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. And then in Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 to 5, there are censers. 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 Golden censers that receives your prayers. Golden bowls and censers. So your prayer don't just evaporate. The prayers you pray, they don't evaporate in the thin air. Never. They are going direct into a bowl or a censer. That is why you should never stop praying. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
I am so grateful unto you.
I am so grateful unto you.
Thank you for your word, O God.
For your word, O God.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Thank you for opening my eyes, O Lord.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Thank you for opening my eyes, O Lord.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Thank you for your word, O God.
Thank you for your word.
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 Thank you for this revelation.
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 Lord.
Thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this.
Thank you for this revelation.
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 Thank you for this revelation. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word that has come. We are grateful to you for this revelation. All that you have taught us this morning through your servant, we say thank you, Lord. We say blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this great way have come to open our eyes and to cause us, O God, to be transformed in areas, O God, that will make our lives better. And tomorrow, Lord, with you, we thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I know.
I know.
My prayers never evaporate.
Never evaporate
into the thin air.
Into the thin air.
My prayers
are being gathered.
Are being gathered
in the golden bowl.
In a golden
in the golden bowl.
In a golden
in the golden senses.
In the golden bowl.
In a golden
in the golden senses.
In the golden bowl.
In the golden senses.
In the golden bowl.
In the golden senses,
in the golden bowl,
as we are praying, I am just beginning to feel the presence of God.
Never evaporate.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
you have taught us in your way. Yes, they go into a golden bowl and golden senses. Golden bowl and golden senses.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
my Father
Christ.
In heaven. Let the golden bowls
and the golden
senses
that are receiving my prayers
release the answers.
Release the answers.
Release the answers.
Release the answers.
Release the solutions.
Release the solutions.
Release the answers.
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 Let the golden bowls
and the golden
senses
release, release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release,
release, release,
release,
release, release, release,
Release the answers.
Release the solution.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
You are the God of the now.
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 Being the God of the now.
Being the God of the now.
Release the answers 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 now.
Let the golden bowls.
Let the golden bowls.
And the golden senses.
And the golden senses.
That have been gathering.
That have been gathering.
All the prayers.
All the prayers.
That have been praying.
That have
since I was.
Since I was
in my mother's
in
womb,
my mother's womb.
Since I was in my mother's womb. Since I was
since I
in my
was,
mother's womb,
my mother's
all,
womb
the prayers,
all the prayers
that the golden
that
bowl.
The golden bowl.
Oh, somebody should write this. All the prayers that the golden bowl and the golden senses have gathered since I was in my mother's womb. Let the God of the now release the answers. My God, what a prayer. Holy Spirit, I owe you an offering for this. My God, what a prayer. All the prayers that I've been praying, even when I was in my mother's womb, let the God of the now release the answers. Let the God of the now cause the golden bowls and senses that have been gathering the prayers I've been praying since I was in my mother's womb to release the answers now. Say, my Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for this revelation.
For this revelation.
You are the God of the now.
The God of the now.
Let the God of the now.
The God of the now.
Command. The golden bones.
The golden bones.
Golden senses.
And the golden senses.
That have been gathering.
That have been gathering.
All the prayers.
All the prayers.
That have been praying.
That have been praying.
My mother's womb.
I was in my mother's womb.
Let the golden bones.
Let the golden bones.
And the golden senses.
Golden senses.
Release the answers.
Release the answers.
Release the solutions.
Release the solutions.
Release the answers.
Release the answers.
Release the solutions.
Release the
answers. Release the solutions.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now.
Cause
the golden bowls
and the golden senses
to release the answers. To release the answers. To release the answers. To release the solutions. To release the answers. To release the solutions. To release the answers.
To release the solutions.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, Parasos, chief executive, that is true. Yes, Lord, this means all the prayers of my parents on my behalf to succeed can never go waste. It's
yes,
true.
Lord.
It's true. As I was speaking at the Francophone conference, yes, Gabonese, they organized a powerful conference and I was a speaker, I think last 2 weeks, Thursday. Yes, I told them that I taught them how you can live on the prayers of your parents, especially those whose parents were Christians. Hey! Look, you have the greatest advantage. I'm telling you. Why are some of us suffering and being warfare? Our ancestors, they invited more demons on earth. So even when we are praying, those demons, I say, look at you, you, you. Is it not your grandfather that brought me? You. Your grandfather who brought me? You. You too. You are casting me away. Look, we are not disabled. We are not disabled. Look at your background and know the way you live. Let me say this before we continue. You can live on the prayers of your ancestors and parents, because those prayers are still in the golden bowl and senses. They are not wasted at all. Like Chief Executive God, the Revelation has written, they are not wasted. They are still there. So you can count on them. Look, you can even tell God, look at the way my father served you. Look at the way my mother served you. Look at the way my so-and-so. Look at the way, let me tell you, there are levels. So you can live on the prayers of your ancestors, on the prayers of your parents, and then on your own prayers. But listen to me. It doesn't mean that because your ancestors served God, your parents served God, so there are no more battles for you to fight. You have personal battles. Say personal battles. There are personal battles. There are personal battles. There are personal issues that you must deal with. Some of us, we are dealing with personal issues and then ancestral issues and parental issues. Yes, that's why our battles are something. But some, they are only dealing with all their personal issues. But do you know something also? There are some things your parents couldn't deal with. You must deal with them. There are some things your parents could not deal with. We call them ancient gates. Those gates never opened for your parents. They are ancient. Ancient hot foundations. You must deal with them. So you see how it is? That's how it is. Oh. So, whichever way, there is no rest for anyone. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the God of the now cause the golden bowls and the golden senses that have been gathering all the prayers that my parents prayed, my ancestors prayed, all the prayers that I've been praying since I was in my mother's womb, since I was born, up to today. Let the golden censers, let the golden censers and the golden bowls release those answers. Release the answers. Release the solutions. Release the answers. Release the solution. 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 Release the answers. Release the solutions. Release the answers and the solutions. Le papa rakata kaba itale beshe. Le prokoto kaba rakata kaba itale beshe. Le papa lekete kibaro. Let the God of the now. Let the God of the now. Let the God of the now. Let the God of the now, 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 let the God of the now answer now, 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 answer now. Let the God of the now answer now. Let the God of the now answer now. Let the God of the now answer now. 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 Let the God of the now bring the turn around now. Bring the turn around now. Bring the turn around now. Bring the change 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 now. Bring the turn around now. Bring the turn around now. Bring the change 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 now. Bring the turn around 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 now. Bring the change now. Bring the change now. Bring the solution now. Bring the solution now. Bring the solution now. Bring the answers now. Bring the answers now. Bring the victory now. Bring the victory now. Bring the victory now. Bring the breakthrough now. Bring the breakthrough now. Cause the breakthrough now. Cause the open door now. Cause the open door now. Cause the open door now.
Open now.
Cause
the open door now.
Cause the restoration now.
Cause the restoration now.
Cause the restoration now. Cause the restoration now.
Cause the restoration now.
Cause the restoration now.
Cause the revival now.
Cause the revival now.
Cause the revival now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God said, I should tell you something. My God, Lord, I thank you. Do you know why our prayers delay? We don't pray for the now. We expect the answers one day. We expect the answers someday. Somebody should write it. Why prayers, why answers delay? We expect them someday. We expect them someday. We don't expect them now. We expect them someday. Yes. We don't know when. But the God is the now. We should expect it the now. From now, it should begin. From now, it should begin. In Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas were kept in prison, and they started praying in the night, When did God answer them? When was there an earthquake? Immediately. Were they there for 20 years? Were they there for 1 week? Immediately. God is the God of the now. What about Acts chapter 12? When Peter was kept in prison. And the church were having all night and praying. In Mary's house. Do you know? They were praying for some day. That was why when Peter was released, when the angel went to the prison and released Peter, Peter went to your mother's house, Mary, to knock at the gate. And Rhoda came and said, hey, Peter, when he went back to tell them, Peter said, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind. Because they were expecting the answer someday. How can Peter, how can God just answer now? That is what delays our prayers. That is what delays the answers. I am telling you, we don't see God as the God of the now. Begin to see him as the God of the now. Begin to see the answers now. Begin to see the solution now. Begin to celebrate it now consciously. Consciously, you should create the atmosphere. Yes, you sow a seed into it. By your conviction, not by force. By your conviction, you sow into it already. You begin to celebrate it. You begin to thank God for it. My God, what a revelation. Say, let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now.
The God who answered. Paul and Silas.
Who answered Paul and Silas.
Immediately.
Immediately.
The God of the now.
The God of the now.
Who manifested.
Who manifested.
In the situation.
In the situation.
Of Paul and Silas.
Of Paul and Silas.
Immediately.
Immediately.
The God of the now.
The God of the now.
Who answered.
Who answered.
The prayers.
The prayers.
Of the of believers.
Of believers.
For Peter.
For Peter.
That very day.
That very day.
That very night.
That very night.
That very night.
That very
the
night.
God of the now.
The God of the
who
now.
Who manifested himself immediately. Let that God.
Let that God.
Manifest himself.
Manifest himself.
Manifest yourself
manifest
now.
Manifest yourself now.
Manifest yourself
in my
now.
Prayers now.
Manifest
yourself
now.
Yourself now.
Manifest
let
yourself
God
today.
Manifest, your
manifest yourself
manifest
right now.
Yourself right now.
Manifest yourself
manifest
right now.
Yourself
right
now.
Now.
Manifest
right now, right now,
right now,
right now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now. You said it is our time now. Yes, Lord, manifest yourself now. Manifest yourself now. Manifest your power. Manifest the answers, Lord. Manifest, manifest, manifest,
manifest,
manifest,
manifest
yourself now.
Manifest, manifest,
manifest,
manifest, manifest, manifest,
manifest,
manifest, manifest, manifest.
Manifest, now.
Manifest. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now. You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
You are the God of the now.
Yes, Lord.
You are the instant
manifest
God. You are the instant God.
You are the instant God.
You are the instant God.
You are the instant God.
You are the instant God.
Anything in my life that is blocking
God's manifestation now.
Manifestation
anything
now.
In my life.
Anything in
anything
my life.
In my atmosphere.
Anything in my
that
atmosphere.
Is delaying.
That is delaying.
The God of the now.
The God of the now.
From manifesting.
From manifesting.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
And I cast it down.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it
and
down.
I cast it down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it
and
down.
And I cast it down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it
and
down.
And I cast it down.
Anything in my
anything
atmosphere.
In my atmosphere.
Anything around me.
Anything around me.
Anything around me.
Anything around me.
Anything in my
anything
atmosphere.
In my atmosphere.
Anything in my life.
Anything in my life.
That is delaying.
That is delaying.
The God of the now.
From manifesting now.
From manifesting now.
From delivering now.
From delivering now.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
And I cast it down.
I confess.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
I cast it
down. I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
And I cast it down.
And I cast it down.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now.
Show up 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 now.
In this situation.
In this situation.
In this condition.
In this condition.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the
now.
Show up 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 now.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Today is my day.
Today is my day.
Tomorrow is not mine.
No, tomorrow is not mine.
Tomorrow is your day.
Tomorrow is your day.
And I know.
And I know
that because it is your day.
Because it is your day.
It is also my day.
It is also
but
my day.
But today is my day.
But today is
I
my day.
I want to see it now.
I want to see it now.
I want to see the answers now.
I want to see the answers.
I want to feel your presence now.
I want to see your presence.
I want your manifestation now.
I want to feel your presence now.
I want the result now.
I want to see the manifestation.
Because you are the God of
your
the now.
Power now.
Tomorrow
because
is
you
not
are
not
the
mine.
God of the
tomorrow
now.
Is not mine.
Tomorrow is
today
not mine.
Is
today.
Today
is mine.
Today is
today
mine.
Is mine.
Today is
today
mine.
Today is mine.
And you are the God
and
of the now.
You are the God of the now.
Show yourself 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 now.
Manifest your power now.
Manifest your power
manifest
now.
Manifest your glory
manifest
now.
Manifest your glory
manifest
now.
Your presence
manifest
now.
Your presence
manifest
now.
Your wisdom now.
Manifest my
manifest your
now.
Quality.
Manifest your
the quality that I need
Lord.
For my solution. producing,
need for my
the
solution,
quality I need,
manifesting
the,
Lord,
your quality that
your
I need,
quality that I
for,
need
my solution,
for my solution,
for my breakthrough,
for my,
for my change of story,
for my change of
manifest it now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Chief Executive Person, the God of Elijah that answered by fire. Show yourself powerful in the camp of our enemies. You see, when did God answer Elijah? When Elijah called down fire? Immediately. Immediately. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? Our heart condition also determines the now. Elijah expected fire right now. My God, you see, your eager expectation. You know, we have been thinking that the thing cannot work now, so let's give God time. Don't give him time. Don't give God time. Is he the one who tells you to give him time? There are things, of course, that, I mean, God will take time. Yes. You want a Mercedes Benz. You want a Mercedes Benz. Do you have a job that can maintain it? You see, so certain things, you need a process. You need to start somewhere. This one alone should teach you something. Yes. You need to prepare. That's why you need to prepare yourself. Somebody wants to marry now, but you haven't built your character. If God should give you his son, the son will be disappointed. The son will go and sit down there and say, ah, so God, is this the woman you gave me? So what preparation are you making? What character preparation are you building? What in your life are you checking to prepare yourself for the marriage? To prepare yourself for that position? What preparation are you making for that breakthrough? People want to travel. They don't even have passport. I'm telling you, they are praying for breakthrough, international breakthrough. They want to go to, he doesn't have passport. So how can the God of the now manifest? You see, so your preparation also helps the God of the now. Your heart condition also helps the God of the now. Say, the God of the now.
The God of the now.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Let me know.
Let me know.
The preparation.
The preparation.
That I should make.
That I should
the
make.
The areas.
The areas.
Put in
I
order.
Put in
whatever
order.
I should do.
Whatever I should
Holy
do.
Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let me know.
Let me know.
Whatever corresponding
whatever
action.
Corresponding
that
action
I should take.
That I should
so
take.
That God of
so
the now.
The God of
will
the
manifest now.
Will manifest
Holy
now.
Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let me know.
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 Prompt me.
Yes, Lord.
Prompt me.
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 In the area.
Area,
I should put in
I
order,
put in order
so that the God of
so
the now
the God of the
can
now
manifest
can
now.
Manifest
Holy
now.
Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
prompt me,
prompt me,
prompt me,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
prompt me,
prompt me,
let me know,
let me know,
let me know,
let me know, let me know, Le papa rakata kabale,
le
papa rakata kabale,
ibi pepe
teke baroko tu kabaya, baleke teke baroko tu kabaya, baleke teke baroko tu kaba, itale beshe teke bara. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Look, when you want a heavy financial breakthrough, a heavy financial breakthrough, like you want to receive a heavy amount in your account, that God will touch somebody to deposit a heavy amount in your account, what preparation are you doing? You enter into a financial covenant. You start paying correct tithes. You start paying good offering. I mean, you turn your offering to a covenant offering. You enter into some covenant. You start doing some things. Those are the preparations. Then one day, one day, bam, then now will just happen. Say, my Father in heaven,
let me know
the preparations that I should be making.
I should be making
for you to manifest
for
now.
For you to manifest
now.
For you to manifest
whatever
now.
I need to put in order.
Whatever I need to put
in order. In my life. For you to show
for
up
you
now.
To show up now.
For you to, show,
for you
up
to
now.
Show up now.
Holy Spirit, help me.
Go.
Because
yes, Lord,
I want the God of the now.
I want the God of the now.
I can't wait any further. I want the God of the now. I want the God of the
now
to show himself now. To show himself now. To show himself now. For this delay in my life is not from God.
It's not from God.
It's not from God.
It's not from God.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now.
Let the God of the now manifest himself now.
Manifest himself now.
Manifest himself now.
Manifest himself
now.
Manifest himself now.
Manifest himself now.
Manifest himself now.
Manifest himself now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
People think some of us are fools. When we are doing certain things, this man doesn't even have a house to live in, but he's investing in the house of God. Everything they give him, he's putting into the house of God. Look at this man. Look at, we are not fools. So you don't know the revelation we are operating. Look. Do you know that some people at the age of 50 years, they are being carried. They have stroke. I don't want to be carried even at 80 years. No. I don't want my family to spend on my medication when I'm 80 years and 90 years. No. I still want to walk like my father-in-law, 92 years. He's still walking around. Only now, sometimes he holds a stick. Yes, but in the house, he walks around. 92 years. So that is why I am doing some things now. So that the God of the now, Kayabayakata, the day something strikes me, the God of the now can visit me now. What preparation have you done for the God of the now to show up? Say, Lord, let me know.
Let me know
the preparations,
the I should start making
for you to manifest
for you
now.
To manifest now.
For you to manifest
for you
now.
To manifest now.
For you to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest now.
For you to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest now.
For you to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for you to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest
for you to manifest
for
now.
You to manifest now.
Say the God of the now.
The God of the now.
This weekend.
This weekend,
I want to start testifying.
I want to start
testifying. I want to start testifying.
I want to start
testifying. The God of the now.
The God of the now.
Show yourself now.
Show yourself now.
Show yourself now.
Show yourself
let
now.
This weekend.
Let this weekend.
Be the weekend.
The weekend.
For the God
for
of the now.
For the God 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 of the now.
Begin to thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you.
Now
let's thank God.
Lord,
let's thank the God of the now.
Thank you,
let's
Lord.
Thank the God of the
you
now.
The
let's thank the God of the
thank
now.
You, Lord,
who has manifested himself.
We
thank the God of the now. We thank the God of the now.
We
thank the God of the now. We thank the God of the now. We thank the God of the now. We thank the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now.
We celebrate the God of the now.
We celebrate the God of the now.
We celebrate the God of the now.
We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now. We celebrate the God of the now.
We celebrate.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you for joining. We are still in the fasting and prayer. The weekends are half days. 12 o'clock, you can break. The weekends are half days. Yes. Let the God of the now answer you now. Let the God of the now answer you now.
Amen.
Let the God of the now
yes,
answer
Lord.
You now.
Amen.
Be conscious of yourself. Be conscious of your environment. Be conscious of your dreams. Be conscious and be conscious and be conscious. Because the God of the now is at work now.
Amen.
Let this weekend be the weekend of now testimonies.
Testimonies.
Now
Amen.
Testimonies. Now testimonies.
Amen.
Now testimonies.
Amen.
Now testimonies.
Yes,
now
Lord.
Testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, you are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And when the road is called, your name and my name
shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to somebody. It is happening to you and it is happening to me. Shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.